Mrs. Mister.
Your husband's name is Mister?
My husband's name is Mister.
Mr. Mister.
Mr. Mister.
Would any of you people like to come up here and interview this person here?
All right, Mr. So he made a man of me.
He made a man of you. How? Do you never happen to meet a Mr. Mrs., have you?
No, I haven't. I'd like to, though. I wonder what kind of things happen to a person like that.
It must be confusing to have people introduce you. Is that right?
Well, it's confusing when people ask me their name, especially my name, I mean. Especially if the person asking me is a man.
Because then I say...
He usually thinks I'm just calling him.
I say, what is your name? And you say, my name is Mrs. Mister.
No, I usually say...
Now, wait,
Mr.
Let's start over again. Wait a minute. Now, we'll pretend that I'm going to ask you your name. How do you do? You're a very lovely-looking lady. What is your name?
Mister. You see? That's what I mean.
All right, I'll back off and start again. Now, wait a minute. Your name, Mr.?
Mr.
Mrs. Mister.
Mrs. Mister.
And what's your husband's name?
Mr. Mister.
How do you spell this, please?
M-I-S-T-E-R.
M-I-S-T-E-R. What's his first name? If you tell me it's Mr., 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 I'm... What is his first name?
Bernard.
Bernard. Now, at last. What's your first name?
Ruth.
Ruth and Bernard Mister. What does your husband do?
He manufactures ladies' novelties.
Ladies?
Sportswear novelties.
Like what, Mrs. Mister? Mr. What kind of ladies' novelties?
Sport jackets and slacks.
And slacks?
Skirts, blouses.
And what do you do? Do you
I design them.
Oh, and he manufactures them?
That's right.
Well, welcome to Guess Who, Mrs. All right. You know, in picking you out of the audience tonight, I ask you first of all if you were a movie goer. That's because later on I'm going to ask you to guess who for $10, and it'll be the voice of a delightful comedy star, a man. I don't think his name is Mrs. or Miss. But right now, let's talk about you. I want you to listen carefully to a record. Have you ever had any ambitions to be in the movies?
Not that I can remember.
You can't? You're very pretty. I don't know why. Do you like music?
Yes, I like music.
Ever written a song?
Oh, no.
Almost everybody has a right to try writing a song. I've written several of them. I have an old maid aunt of mine that I dedicated one to. She's very sweet. I wrote my last song dedicated to her. It's called When the Bees Make Honey, I'll Come Home and Give You the Hives. Thank you for laughing, Mrs. Mister. All right. Now, let's get along here now. Mrs. Mister, I want to give you a chance to guess who. If you go to the movies at all, this voice should be quite easy for you because he's one of the best-known movie stars in Hollywood. $10, if you guess who.
Of course, but she just wouldn't marry any man who came along. No. A girl as lovely as Olivia should be entitled to something better, don't you think, Charles?
Why, of course.
She might prefer a man who's traveled abroad, who's seen the world, who, perhaps one who writes. Now, that's a nice idea.
You look a little puzzled. I'll give you some hints. He's very dapper, well-dressed, thinner than I am. Most famous...
William Powell?
You're exactly right. William Powell. Very good. Boy, I gave him a second hint. $10 for Mr. and Mrs. Mister. How did you happen to guess that?
Well, it sounded awfully familiar.
And you've seen him in The Thin Man, maybe?
Oh, of course. Everybody has.
You have $10, and you have a chance now to try out for our milk pail a little later. Isn't she charming? Thank you very much, Mr. Mister.
Can I ask you
Yes?
I think next I'll design something to keep people's feet warm when they get nervous. Mine are awfully cold.
You're cold now?
Yes, sir.
You didn't sound like you had cold feet to me, Mr. Mrs. I'm too confused. Please sit down and wait for the jackpot. Thank you very much. Who's next here? Who's the Navy's coming up here? Let's welcome him. How are you, George?
I'm pretty good.
Fine. Tell him your name, where you live. Tell him all you want to, all about you, while I relax from Mrs. Mister. all right. Go right ahead, George.
Well, my name is George Carlson. I live in the Bronx, and I'm gunner's mate third class in the United States Navy.
What kind of a ship?
And I'm on a destroyer. It's a USS Fekla, DD-870. She's in Norfolk right now.
DD-870. Is that the number of the boat?
That's the number of the ship.
Ship, pardon me. Well, you see, a landlubber, you know.
Yeah.
I didn't. What did you do before you joined the Navy, George?
Well, I was an aviation mechanic at LaGuardia Airport.
Really? Yeah. Would you like to go back to that kind of work?
I'm thinking about it.
How old are you, George?
I'll be 22 in June.
Be 22? You're not married?
No.
All right, George, listen to me. I want some information. I was serious. First of all, what's a pig boat in the Navy?
What?
What do they call a pig boat?
I don't know myself.
Don't you really?
No.
How am I going to find out? All right. What's an LST submarine?
Oh,
somebody yelled at me.
You got that LST. I know that. I was on one for 18 months.
An LST? What's that mean?
That's a landing ship tank. Takes tanks into the beach, opens the bow doors.
I see. What's an LCVP?
That's a small craft. It's for... They carry mine. God, I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous. Just tell. A small craft. What kind? Landing craft?
Landing craft, vehicle personnel.
Vehicle personnel. Very good. Very good. Now I gave you LST, LCVP. What is BVD? Now, that shouldn't be in here. Tell me, do you like sea duty? Do you prefer it to shore duty?
Well, right now I like to have shore duty because 21st we're going up to Greenland.
Up to Greenland,
yeah.
Huh?
And
quite a trip, huh?
Too darn cold for me.
Sure. Tell me truthfully, George, have you ever been seasick?
No, I never have.
I'm not a very good sailor, I guess. I'll never forget my last trip. I won't say I got seasick. When I stepped back onto the dock, I was so green that a guy came over, opened my mouth, and tried to force a postcard down my throat. Tell me, does your outfit, do you have a mascot on your boat?
No, we don't.
No mascots on the boat.
No,
do they allow them?
Well, I don't know about Oscar, but we had one on the last ship. We had a dog.
You had a dog? What was his name?
What the heck was his name? Rusty, I think it was.
They had a mascot on a boat that we had a sailor on up here. He told us about it. The dog came out wearing stars on his shoulders when he came off the boat. That's right. Dog came home from the war with the rank of Jigadier Brindle. George, you're from the Bronx?
That's right.
Got a girl here?
She's in Long Island.
She's in Long Island? Is that much of a trip, Bronx to Long Island?
Oh, quite a bit. I take a roundabout way.
What do you mean, a roundabout way?
When
you're with her or when you're going to see her?
No.
Don't answer that. No. It's incriminating. All right. Now, George, the voice Gene Clark is going to play for you is the voice of a well-known Chantutzi. I'll give you an extra dollar if you can tell me what her last name is. I know you'll know her first name, but her last name is what I want to know. I'll pay you for both of them. 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Just tell me your first name. Listen and guess who.
All of a sudden my heart sings when I remember little things.
Kind of muttered one there. What
the
was it?
The way you danced and hold me tight.
Hildegard.
Hildegard. That's right. Now, don't be so nervous. That was perfect. You've got $10. Give him the 10. Give him the 10. Now, for an extra buck, can you tell me her last name?
Hildegard.
Can you tell me her last name?
I know her first name, but not last.
Everybody knows their first name. No one knows their last name except the man who shouted it out from out there. What is it? Sell? I'll buy. Give him the extra dollar anyway. Okay. Hildegard, you won $10, and stand by for the jackpot. Very good, George. Hey, Joe, I hear you're the proud father of a handsome new car, you lucky fella.
That's right, Hap, and I'm sure taking good care of it. There's not a scratch on it.
Wish a lot of other guys would do the same. Seems a shame to smash up one of those beautiful new jobs just for careless driving.
You're right, Happy, but carelessness isn't always to blame. Some accidents may be caused by night blindness, and that's when your eyes adjust slowly to changes in light or your vision isn't normal in a dim light. Night blindness sure can be dangerous when you're zipping along a highway, and you'd be surprised how many fellas have that trouble.
What can they do about it, Joe? Don't tell me you're going to suggest drinking milk.
Yes, I am, Happy. Because milk gives your eyes double protection. In the first place, milk is an excellent source of vitamin A. And scientists can tell you that even a moderate lack of vitamin A causes night blindness. In fact, it's essential for normal adjustment to darkness and dim light. And in the second place, milk is an outstanding source of vitamin B2, or riboflavin, a vitamin that helps protect normal eye health. So, for better sight and better health in every way, drink plenty of Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk, rich in vitamin A and riboflavin. It's good drinking, smooth, creamy, rich, and delicious. From now on, men, keep in the pink with a He-Man's drink. Sheffield Vitamin D homogenized milk.
Thank you, Joe, and here's a very charming lady standing next to you. Have you met Mr. Ripley yet? What is your name, please?
Mrs. Soest,
S-O-E-S-T. This is Joe Ripley.
How do you do, Mrs. Soest?
Hello.
Mrs. Soest, this is Happy Felton.
How are you? Nice to see you. Have you met the sailor who was up here, George Carlson? Oh, you were sitting next to him. Huh?
Oh,
he's a nice fella, isn't he? Mrs. Soest, where do you live?
St. Louis.
St. Louis, Missouri?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody working in Missouri these days? Well, Mrs. Soest, do you have any children?
I have three of them.
You have three?
Mm-hmm.
How many boys? How many girls?
So two boys and a girl.
Two boys and a girl. What are their names?
Jan, Jay, and Jerry.
Jan, Jay,
and Jerry. Jerry.
Jan, J-A-N, a girl.
Uh-huh.
Jay, J-A-Y, a boy.
Boy.
Jerry.
Boy.
A boy.
Uh-huh.
Which is the oldest, the girl?
Jan.
Uh-huh. Jan. Isn't that, aren't those pretty names? Jan, Jay, and Jerry. Very pretty. What does your husband do?
He's a real estate salesman.
Real estate salesman? Does he sell much real estate?
That's what he tells me.
That's what he tells me. Long as he brings home the green, honey, don't worry. Now tell me, real estate, he's never never worked for one of those lithographing companies, has he? Never has. Huh? All right. What do you know? Tell me about children today. How do they compare with those of when you were a young lady? You think it's harder to raise them today than maybe your mother and father had with you? Any more trouble?
Oh, no, I don't think they're any trouble.
Do you have a special system in raising them? You spank them?
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
My mother had a very good system, and it always worked, too. She used to say if a child annoys you, quiet him by brushing his hair. If this doesn't work, use the other side of the brush on the other end of the child. How are you feeling tonight, Mrs. Soth?
A little nervous.
Nervous? Why are you nervous? That's silly. What do you do, visiting New York?
We're visiting. We love it.
You like it here?
Very
That's
much.
Good. I want to get about playing you a record, and I want to tell you, first of all, by the way, have you listened to radio for a long time? Do you remember any of the real old programs?
Mm-hmm.
Amos and Andy, they're still on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the Happiness Boys?
You mean Bing Crosby?
No,
that's the Rhythm Boys.
The Rhythm Boys, that's right. No. Now, the reason I bring this up is we're going to play you a record of a man who is now dead, but who at one time had the highest honor any American can have. When he was working, he lived near the office in Washington, D.C. Listen, 10 silver Sheffield dollars, guess who?
Gentlemen of the conference, the United States welcomes you with unselfish hands. We harbor no fears. We have no sordid ends to serve. We suspect no enemy. We contemplate our...
Now, don't look so puzzled. That noise you heard under it is because it's a very old record. In fact, this was his address at the opening of the Limitation of Armaments in November 12th, 1921. So it's a very old, worn-out record. Now, can you tell me? Can you give me a guess?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Was he a president?
Yes. Yes, he was a president. He was from Ohio. He was... His first assistant was called Cal.
President Harding?
President Harding! Glad you got it. Mrs. Muriel Soth, 10 silver Sheffield dollars. Stand by for our jackpot. Isn't she a nice lady? Give her a nice hand. Thank you. Come on up here, sir. This young fella here, what's your name, please?
Bradley, Frank Bradley.
Frank Bradley. How old are you, Frank? Tell me the truth.
58.
58. Young at 58. What do you do for a living?
Merchant seaman.
Merchant seaman? How long have you been at sea?
About 35, 36 years.
35, 36 years. What is your job on ship?
Steward, bartender, storekeeper.
Steward, bartender, storekeeper. What is that you're chewing there? Is that apple plug?
Adams.
Adams chewing gum?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you were going to get ready to throw one here for me. Tell me the truth. First of all, before I ask you, tell me the truth. You know, a lot of people have habits they very seldom admit. First of all, are you married?
Yes.
You're married. Are you a bulb snatcher?
Sometimes.
Sometimes you steal electric light bulbs? Mm-hmm. Are you handy around the house?
Pretty good.
Naturally, you can cook. You're a steward. You can set a table. Help your wife when you're home?
Oh, yeah.
You do? I try to help my wife. I have an awful time filling the salt shaker. It takes a lot of time putting each grain through those little holes in the top, doesn't it?
We don't use them. We just use the box.
What do you do on board ship? You don't fill them?
No, we use a box.
Use a box? And what do? Just spray it around all over everything?
Use a spoon.
Use a spoon. Tell me about on board ship, Frank. What kind of a ship have you been on recently?
Passenger ship.
Passenger ship? Are you on any boat now?
No, I'm just came out of the hospital.
Just came out of the hospital? Why? Have you been ill?
Operation.
Oh, are you feeling better now?
A little. Can't gain any weight, though. I'd like to gain some of your weight.
Like to gain some of my weight?
Down to 107.
You're 107? Well, if I split mine in a... I can't figure very good, but I could spare you 100, and that's a promise.
Well,
Let's get down to business here, Frank. I hope you pick up some weight. Hope you're feeling better. and I think maybe if you win $10 now, that'll help toward it, won't it?
Difference, yes.
All right, Frank. See if you can make a little money now. See if you know this woman's voice. Movies. Listen, these are hints now, Frank. Movies. Stage. Recently a well-known radio performance. Been on the radio quite a bit as a guest star. Joe Ripley has 10 silver Sheffield dollars in his moist little hand, and they're yours if you guess who.
Oh, if you're taking one of those radio polls, my favorite programs are Front Page Carol and Mary Margaret something.
Well, I
use Life Boy. I know Herbert Carrington is back. And what God doesn't do for me, I do for myself.
Her father was a famous congressman.
Tallulah Bankhead.
Tallulah Bankhead! Everybody's smart tonight. Very good, Frank. I gave it away on that one, didn't I? When I said a congressman. All right, you've got 10 silver dollars. Stick around for our milk payola a little later. Thank you, Frank Bradley. How are you, soldier? Welcome up here. The United States Army moves in. What is your name, please?
Neil Grano.
Neil Grano, yes. G-R-A-N-O. And what is your rating, sir?
Private.
Private?
Yes.
Where is your home?
Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne, Australia?
That's right.
Well, this is, I'm a little surprised. How do you happen to be in the United States Army?
I was in the Merchant Marines before I came over to the States for 4 years.
I see. Are you a citizen here?
No, not yet.
I see, but you're a soldier.
Yes.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Tell me about Melbourne, Australia, and talk right into that microphone.
Well, it's,
That's your home. How old are you, Neil?
23.
23. How is the climate down there compared to ours here?
It's much milder than it is in the East Coast here.
Much milder than the East Coast?
It's usually up around 100 degrees in the summertime, and I don't think it ever gets below 50 degrees in the wintertime.
And your summertime is different than ours, isn't it?
Yes, the seasons are directly opposite.
In other words, this is summertime, right?
Yes, this is just about midsummer now.
In Australia, down under.
Yes.
You know, I've read several books, and of course, all of the people here in America heard some of your famous songs down there. You have a very peculiar slang. I can't spot an off it. What is the one about the Billy Bong and the... What are some of the slang expressions from Australia?
Well, I think I've forgotten most of them now. I've been away from there about 5.5 years now. Uh-huh.
Do you want to go back when you're out of the Army, or would you like...
I want to go back for a trip, but I like it better over here.
You want to live here?
Yeah.
That's good. Welcome. You're not married, are you?
No.
How old are you, Neil, did you tell me?
23. I was 23 last June.
23 last June, you got lots of time. You got a girl back in Australia?
No.
Have you been around any of the nightclubs here?
No.
You haven't? I'll have to show you around. I took some friends of mine out the other night. First we went to the Hickory House, then we dropped into the Essex House, and finally we reached the Station House. Very nice night. Tell me, in your particular, what outfit are you assigned to, sir?
I'm assigned to the medics.
The medics, and what are the ribbons that you're wearing, please?
Merchant Marine.
I see.
Merchant Marine Combat Bond, active duty in the Atlantic and Pacific.
I think we ought to say hello with a big hello here to Neil. Well, Neil, I'm going to end this up before we play a record for you. I'm going to give you a little advice. As long as you're not married now, I want you to think it over, because you must think it over. The funny thing about marriage starts when she sinks in his arms and ends up with her arms in his sink. Neil?
As long as it stays that way, it wouldn't be too bad.
He said, as long as it stays that way, it'll be all right. Congratulations, Neil. I hope you meet a nice girl. But first of all, I want to see that you get $10. Now, all you have to do is listen. I hope you've had a chance. Have you listened to many of our radio programs?
Well, I haven't had a chance to listen to too many of them, but...
Maybe you'll recognize this fella. Look what happened! Neil, thank you. He saw me drop the card, and he knew that I couldn't stoop over to pick it up, so he got it for me. All right, Neil, the alarm clock went off, and do you happen to know what happened? Make a guess now.
Make a guess.
What do you think you just got?
I couldn't even guess that I...
You just
won a 17-jewel Gruen Precision Curvex wristlet.
He read it off beautifully, didn't he? A beautiful Gruen watch. A lovely one. I think you'll like it. And we're proud to have you have it.
Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome, Neil. Now, let's get along about our business. The game is Guess Who. And you must guess who this famous radio star... He's had his own show on the air for over 10 years. He's famous. We feel sure you'll know him, and we have 10 silver Sheffield dollars when you tell us who he is. And don't be stuck. I'll give you some more hints later. Play it.
Rip Building Inspector was just in here. Yeah.
He says the joint is absolutely in a state of deplorancy. Yeah, he slapped us with a violation. Well, you see, while he was looking up, inspecting the ceiling, he fell through a hole in the floor.
You have any idea who that is?
I recognize the voice, but I don't...
Well, now, tell me this truthfully. If you shot a bow and arrow, what would you be doing? Practicing what?
Archery.
Archie Gardner, that's right. You got it. $10. Pay the man off. Duffy's Tavern, attaboy. Give him the $10, and let's have the next man. Thanks for being up here, Neil. Nice to see you. Joe, come on up here and tell me something for a minute before I get the next contestant. What's this big secret about S.E. coming to town next Friday?
Now it can be told, Hap. S.E. stands for that wonderful Sheffield eggnog. And it goes on sale next Friday, the 22nd, and right through Thanksgiving. You'd better get your order in right now, for Sheffield eggnog is mighty popular. It has the luscious, smooth goodness of real old-fashioned eggnog. And that's because Sheffield uses only the finest ingredients blended skillfully to their own old-fashioned recipe. And it has just the right amount of rum flavoring to give it that honest-to-goodness eggnog flavor. But it's non-alcoholic, so the youngsters can enjoy it with the rest of the family. Sheffield eggnog is a delicious holiday treat. Order your Thanksgiving supply now from your Sheffield Home Service salesman or from your store.
Herbert Koenig next. Come on up here and have a glass of milk with me, will you, please?
I sure will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Herbert?
Good looking at you.
How are you, Herbert? Well, as long as you just got to hold it, Herbert, I'll take it. Go right ahead. Herbert, where are you from?
Well, I am from Jersey City. I was born and raised in Chicago, though.
And what's your business?
Well, I have a swell job. I turn out beautiful and shapely legs.
What?
I make beautiful and shapely legs. The only thing is they're made out of wood. I'm a wood turner.
You're a wood turner?
I'm a wood turner,
You make legs for tables.
That's right, tables and chairs.
That was very cute, Herbert, very cute. Would you recommend your trade as a good job for young fellas just starting out?
Oh, yes, I think so, yes. It's got a future to it, I think.
What, have the styles changed much in wood turning?
No, most of the stuff is machine work now. There's a lot of handwork, most of the stuff is machine work.
I see. Well, the reason why I said... Go ahead.
That's only part of our line, because we turn a lot of small stuff, too. Pulleys for Venetian blinds, casters for furniture, and gavels, mallet handles, and mallets, and stuff of that kind. All small, small stuff. Yes, nightsticks for the cops. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. How do you know about that?
I just asked. The reason I ask you about styles, you know, women's styles of today have changed a lot from the old days. Don't you agree?
I agree with you.
I think they've changed. In the old days, a girl wore so many layers of clothing, when she got undressed, it was like peeling an artichoke. Today, when a girl gets undressed, it's like peeling a banana. I should have left that joke home with Cousin Louie. All right. Now, come on, Herbert, tell me about yourself. Married?
Yes, sir. 27 years.
27 years. Any children?
No, sorry to say.
No?
No.
I see. And you live in Jersey City?
I'm living in Jersey City at the present time.
Tell me, truthfully, Herbert, when you were a kid, did you ever play parlor games like post office?
Are you kidding?
I'm just asking a question, Herbert.
I answer yes.
You have?
I sure have.
You remember your first kiss?
Well, I don't know if I remember the first one, but I remember quite a few after that.
Can't top that. Play a record for the man here. All right, now listen. Time for you to try to collect 10 of those beautiful Sheffield dollars. Mr. R.C. Clough, C-L-O-U-G-H, of Middlebury, Connecticut, loaned us one of his real old records for which we'll send him $5. Mr. Clough, you're going to hear the... Mr. Koenig, you're going to hear the voice of a famous stage and screen actor. He used to be one half of a famous comedy team about 20 years ago. $10. Tell me the team or his name or anything about it. Guess who? Famous, no, famous team. That was off their old record made in 1910 from a hit show called The Old Town. He has two famous daughters, one of these fellas.
Stone?
Stone is one of them. Who is it? Fred who?
Fred Stone.
And what's the other one?
Montgomery.
Dave Montgomery. Stone and Montgomery. $10. He knew who it was. Pay him off. And here we are, ready for our milk payola. All right, now gather around here, kids, because we have quite... If I can only find the piece of paper here, I'd know what I was doing, wouldn't I? Well, I'll tell you, we have on our milk payola tonight, we're going to play three records for you. Three records for you, and in the jackpot, we have $25. If more than one wins, we'll divide up the money. Three records that mention a drink in their titles. And as we play these, we want you to write down the drink that is named in each song. Get all three to win. Just write down the drink. All ready? Here's number one. A beverage was named there. Here's number two coming up now. Number two, another beverage. Number three, and you must get all three to win. Another beverage right here. Play it.
Before we have to pay all the winners, may we take a moment to remind you that the voluntary hospitals of New York must have your help in order to take care of the many thousands who need medical and surgical care. Please give generously now during the 68th annual United Hospital campaign. With your help, we can keep the doors of our hospitals always open.
The answers first, the coffee song, the champagne waltz, an old buttermilk sky, and we divide it up between Mrs. Mister and George Carlson, our Navy boy. Divide it up. I guess that about winds up things for tonight. I'll be seeing you on Guess Who next Saturday. This is Happy Felton, your Sheffield milkman, saying good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.